You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Gay out. Crash in Japan. Caucus coming up. And aliens sent back. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the president of Harvard has resigned. The shortest tenure of any president in Harvard's 388-year history. Turns out she was a flagrant plagiarist. We know of 47 examples of blatant plagiarism, or as Harvard now calls it, inadequate citations. In her resignation letter, she said it was frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus. This all stems from the congressional hearing where the president of MIT, Harvard, and UPenn all couldn't get themselves to say that calling for the genocide of Jews violated their campus harassment policies. So far, of those three campus presidents, only the president of MIT remains in power. But don't get too excited. There is a conveyor belt of people just like these women, stacked long and far, waiting in the wings. Japan had a terrible earthquake the other day, at least 55 dead. They're still digging up rubble to find survivors, 7.6 on the Richter scale. On top of that, a Japan Airlines airplane was landing and hit a Japan Coast Guard plane as it was landing. And the planes burst into flames. The five people on the Coast Guard plane were all killed. And miraculously, all 367 passengers and 12 crew on the passenger plane somehow got out safely. It seems impossible. The thing was completely in flames. 70 firefighters were fighting the fire. It burned for 2 hours after it landed. We're approaching the Iowa caucuses Monday, January 15th. Next Wednesday, CNN's going to host a debate, but it's only with DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Trump will be at a town hall on Fox News. Right now in Iowa, Trump is leading 50%, DeSantis 18%, Nikki Haley 15%. Trump said in a recent interview with Breitbart News, "One of the other things I'm going to do, and I may be foolish in doing it, is I'm going to make a heavy play for New York, heavy play for New Jersey, heavy play for Virginia, heavy play for New Mexico, and a heavy play for a state that hasn't been won in years, Minnesota." He says, "I'm going to do rallies and host speeches. I'm going to work them, and I may rent Madison Square Garden." And that's the belly of the beast, right? That would be amazing. A record number of illegal immigrants processed at our southern border in the month of December. 300,000 processed that we know of. As buses are now being turned away from New York City and Chicago, the mayor of Edison, New Jersey, turned back a bus full of migrants. He said local police did not know if any of those 40 individuals were carrying weapons. They couldn't be identified, and they were a major security risk. And we're just not going to tolerate that. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly is back with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, Good Job New York Post listing the abysmal facts of President Biden's first 3 years in office. Here are a few. Consumer prices up 17% since Biden took office, food up 20%, rent 19%, utilities up 24%. These are the necessities of life. About 10 million foreign nationals have crossed into the USA under Biden. Overseas, two wars, and China threatening a third over Taiwan. The New York Times, Washington Post, the corporate TV news media mostly ignore what is likely the worst presidential performance in modern history. Now, the New York Post does have a problem because its management does not like Donald Trump, even though his presidential record is light years better than Joe Biden's. Millions of Americans still support Biden because mainly of Trump dissatisfaction. So, politically, that's where we are entering 2024 with the presidential election about 10 months away. We are looking at a disastrous president and a very controversial challenger. Not a good place. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Barbara, I don't care if California citizens want to pay for illegals' health care. I don't live there and never will. Good luck to them. They get what they vote for. Barbara, you pay because federal money goes to California in the form of block grants. Everybody's paying for free health care for migrants. Federal money goes in California. Brian Pierce, West Boylston, Massachusetts, that's Boston. 4 more years of Trump will also come with a price. It will be 4 more years of hatred, anxiety, chaos, and drama. To me, it's not worth it. I did vote for Trump twice, but need a break from him. A lot of people feel that way, but if it's Biden versus Trump, come on. Greg Sutliff, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It is acknowledged fact that the Biden family received millions from foreign entities. Positive proof is elusive. No, it's not. Greg, there's banking records that show it. Nobody denies the Biden family received millions from foreign nationals. It's been proven. Banking records are proof. Bob Harper, San Pedro, California. Hey, Bill, the list of states I refuse to go to is growing. I've lost my taste for Maine lobster. It's not the Mainer's fault. It's some nut. I know they elected her, but I'm still going to Maine and eating the lobster, and that's going to be overturned. Marjorie King, Bridgewater, New Jersey. I'm interested in your thoughts, O'Reilly, about Maisie Phillip, who's running for Congress from your district. I'm trying to get her on. The No Spin News. She's taken Santos's slot as the Republican nominee, and the vote is in February. So we'll see if she shows up. Travis Snow, Dallas, Texas, got my dad Killing England for Christmas, loved it. He read it in less than a week and plans on reading the entire series now. Also, for your Smart Life segment, you might enjoy Spendrift Sparkling Water. I'll try it. You know, I have sparkling ice. That's what I'm drinking now, sparkling ice. It's a drink. It's good. No sugar. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 4 years ago today, President Trump authorized a lethal drone strike in Baghdad, Iraq. The covert mission killed one of the highest-ranking members of the Iranian military. Here is the story behind the death of Qasem Soleimani. The general was appointed commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard in 1998. For the next two decades, 20 years, Soleimani's mission was to destabilize the Middle East. He worked closely with terror groups like Hamas to carry out attacks against Israel and others. The general also controlled the Shiite forces within Iraq. In December 2019, those militias breached the U.S. embassy wall. President Trump immediately approved an operation to take out Soleimani. At midnight, January 3rd, the terrorists landed at Baghdad airport for a meeting with the prime minister. As Soleimani departed in a small motorcade, an American Reaper drone hovered 4 miles above him. Seconds later, a group of Hellfire missiles fired from the drone struck the convoy. The Toyota carrying Soleimani was obliterated. 10 people, including the general, were killed. Back in Washington, Donald Trump announced the operation to the American people. Said the president, quote, "Last night, the United States military successfully executed a flawless precision strike that killed the number one terrorist anywhere in the world. Soleimani was plotting imminent attacks on our diplomats. We caught him in the act and terminated him." And here's something else you might not know. While the mullahs in Tehran have repeatedly vowed revenge for Soleimani's death, no major act of retribution has taken place. Shortly after the assassination, Iran did launch a few small missiles at U.S. bases, but they were not effective. For more details about Soleimani and America's ongoing mission to defeat terrorism, please check out my book, Killing the Killers. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Politics by Faith.